Fred Film Radio, German Film Festival, Sydney.
This is Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio from the OD Festival of German Films in Sydney, and I'm here with Constanze Knoche, director, and Leis Bagdach, screenwriter of Visitors. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Constanze, Visitors, or the original title is Die Besucher, is a story about family ties and relationships, which portraits a middle-aged unemployed father who surprises his grown-up kids with an unexpected visit. Tell us more about this father-children relationship and what works and what doesn't.
Oh, that's a good question. So for me, it was very interesting that there is a big generation gap between both generations. On the one hand side, there's the father. He's like 59 years old, and he's very much into his work. He's working as a chemical, and he was making the money for the family, and he identifies a lot with his work, maybe more with his work than with his family. For him, it was always so important to go to work, to not only for the finances, but to create something that was important, and to work for the society too, because the father was born and raised in the GDR. This is interesting. And the children, in a socialistic system.
Sure.
And the children were born and raised more or less
in a Western culture.
In the Western culture. And they're now like in the end of their 20s, like 30 years old, and they really have problems to find work. They really struggle, and they try to organize their lives. And that gives a lot of conflicts between them.
Is this more an intimate story or a kind of a critique of the family relationship in Germany, perhaps too much focused on money and financial ties rather than emotional ties?
It's not a critique of the individuals you see in the film, but of course we have a point of view on the society. So I think it's difficult to tell the people, hey, you are too much focused in money, because you have to be focused in money. That's what the society makes you. So we just took a look at a normal family, and this is of course a picture also of this German society, or the Western society as well, and which we criticize a little bit with the film as well. Yeah.
Definitely. And Leis, how did you come up with this story? Why did you want to write this screenplay? What was the source of your inspiration?
The source of my inspiration was Constanze, because it was her idea, but whatever.
This is great teamwork.
This is great teamwork, yeah. We did the story together. I wrote the dialogues and I did the paperwork. So, the first idea was... It was not really a story idea. It was just Constanze. I tell it now. She was visited by her parents, and she had this. She felt this gap between her and her parents, and she had the idea to make a film, because there's something typical German thing. I don't know how it's here in Australia, but in Germany it's very common that children are still supported financially by their parents until they are 30 or sometimes over 30.
This is very European.
This is very... I think in Italy it's a little bit similar.
Absolutely.
Okay. And this was really interesting. And our first idea was to show the children a little bit more... The bad part and the parents the good part, because the parents, they are struggling and working and earn money, and they give everything to their children, and their children, they are just taking the money and don't work, are a little bit lazy, just hanging around, doing party and stuff like that. So, but after several time, we thought it's not a question of good and bad, because the children also... it's very hard not to take the money, and for the parents, especially for the father, it's the only thing that makes him a father, that he pays money to the children, and he uses this money a little bit, and also everybody is guilty in this part.
Yeah.
What we were trying to make to tell is that because it's a story about emancipation, and usually You have this point of view, okay, the children must emancipate from their parents. It's very important to get an own life and so on. But what we are trying to tell in the film is that the parents have to emancipate from the children.
Yeah.
So this is maybe even more important than the opposite.
Yeah, otherwise it becomes a vicious circle.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to be emancipated from someone.
Of course.
Yeah, we wanted to tell a story and have a look at what happens when a family is has this financial dependencies in its structure. What happened? What makes this with the characters? That was our interest.
Okay. Constanze, again, but also for you, Alice, Visitors is your debut feature film. Am I right?
Not for me as a writer. I wrote another feature film which was directed by Kanwal Sethi, an Indian-born, Germany-based filmmaker.
All right. So was it your first screenplay?
The other one was my first. Unfortunately, I don't know the international title. I just know the German title. It's Fernes Land. And this was my second.
Okay.
Feature length.
Well, for you, Constanze is your debut film as a filmmaker.
Right, yeah.
And
it took us a long time to do this, to prepare for this.
How many years?
Yeah, like 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's always a long process.
Yeah.
And Visitors was nominated for several prestigious awards. And Uwe Kokisch won the Best Actor Award at the Nuremberg Film Festival.
Right.
How does it feel debuting with a winning card? And did you expect this success for your film?
Thank you for this question. But it's difficult to answer because, of course, it's nice to have a successful film. But after the post-production process, you never know how this film really is.
Mm.
Because I saw the film like, I don't know, 100 times. And I really don't have a feeling how this film now is. And it's always really interesting for me to come in contact with the spectators, with the public, and to talk about the movie, and especially to talk about the subject. This is really interesting.
Yeah.
And I think there's a big gap between festival success, commercial success, and what the film critics say and what the spectators say. This is all those four things have nothing to do with the other, I guess, because it's and the most interesting thing for me is to talk with the spectators after they see the film.
So
that's always amazing.
The audience.
Right. And it was such a good feeling when people say it didn't feel like a film. It more felt like my own life, and it was you were filming my life, and that was really nice.
I bet it's a great feeling.
Yeah.
Constanze, who did inspire you as a filmmaker when you were still a filmmaking student in many European countries, Leipzig, Potsdam, Vienna, Lisbon? And who is still inspiring you?
Oh, this is a good question. I was inspired for this movie. I was especially inspired by a Japanese filmmaker, by Ozu, who did the film Tokyo Story. Maybe you know this film. The story is quite similar to our story, but not that psychological as our story is.
Yeah.
I think he is really, really great. He's so precise. He has a statuaric camera all the time. Really, really interesting characters. And I don't know if I'm influenced, but I admire him a lot. And there's also another filmmaker. He's from Iran. He's as a Persian filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
He won the International Film Festival of Berlin 2 years ago. It's Ashgar Fahadi. And I really, really admire him for his elegant type of filmmaking without any score. Yeah, I like films without score, without scoring, when the emotion comes only through the acting and only through the editing and the camera work. I really love this.
And Les, you're a source of inspiration as a screenwriter.
Oh, I don't know any other screenwriters. Actually, I'm just I don't see myself as a screenwriter more than a part of a filmmaker. So I adore directors, but usually, actually, I think that I don't really understand that a director doesn't write his screenplay himself. So this in the Hollywood industry, for instance, that there are the screenwriters separated from the directors, and there's a producer who picks a story and then develops a story with a screenwriter and then picks a director and then they do a film. I think it's crazy, because I think if you direct a film, you have to be in the story. So that's, I don't know, I once said I will never write a screenplay for another director than for Constanze. I don't know if I can do it, but because we I was also very into the in the process of making the screenplay, so that was very important for me.
And making the film too.
Making the film too, yeah, of course. Because only writing the screenplay, it's, I don't want to say it's boring, but it's not so fulfilling.
Yeah.
It's not a fulfilling process, because a screenplay is worthless when it's not when it's not filmed, when it's not. But in the moment you make a film out of it, it vanishes. You know, and if you so you have nothing, you did nothing. So,
And if you are not satisfied with the result of the film, then your work is not really fulfilling. So I think we found a really good type of working to, together, because he was also on the set all the time.
I see.
And sometimes we discussed, and there was one moment that I really got problems with working with the actors, and then we discussed, and then he helped me a lot.
A real teamwork, as I said before.
It is.
So your description of the production process, the whole production process, not just the production per se, but the screenplay, the filming and the post-production, you are describing as an artisan job, in opposition to great, big, huge production, when they are like supply chain production. Am I right? Is this what you meant when you said that it has to be like all together, like the screenplay and the direction and the filmmaking is just one process to produce a good outcome?
Yeah, but of course, this is maybe for arthouse. I'm just talking for arthouse movies, and I think that's for me now, this is the natural way to make movies. So how the big industry make movies, for me, it's not so natural, but I'm not used to it, maybe. But it's okay, if you have a budget of several million dollars, everything gets more complicated, and you can't do everything by yourself. In this case, we had a very, very, very small budget. I'm not going to tell the how much, but it was I think a quarter of the budget we planned to have in the beginning, because we had some troubles with our commissioning editor in Germany. It was very, very hard, and so we had a quarter of the money, so we had to do four times of the work we planned in the beginning to do.
Sure.
So, and that was for us, it was natural that we did everything. Everybody did everything.
Yeah. And talking about that, Lise, it's, you are involved in a film production company, Neu Film.
Yes.
Tell us about this job as a producer.
Yeah, I mean, this idea came up after we did the Visitors, because I'm not going to tell the whole process and all the problems we had while producing, but it was half a year before we did the shooting. We had to change our production company, and we asked Silvia Luignac. She's a great producer, and it was we did know her from film school, actually, and we asked her to do the production with us together, and she said yes, because we lost our other producer. And we did it kind of together, we three.
Okay.
We did the calculation and everything together. So, and we were so involved in the production process that after we did the film, we said, okay, let's just make our own company because we can't do it. I don't want to say it's not a big deal. It's a lot of hard work,
yeah.
But it's also work that it's I like it a lot. So and we went together with a friend of us. He's already a producer. The Neufilm company did exist before we joined it.
All right.
In Leipzig. Mm-hmm. And we now opened the Berlin office for
all
the
right.
company, and we produced, just finished our first production. It was a documentary also directed by Constanze, and we just finished. Maybe Constanze will tell about it, I don't know. If you want to know.
What is this documentary about, Constanze?
Okay, just a word. It's made for television, but for yes. festivals too, and we shot it in Jerusalem, in Istanbul, uh-huh. and in Germany. And it's a film of three schoolgirls, Palestinian schoolgirls, who sing opera music. They are like 12 years old, and they have such great voices, unbelievable great voices, and we accompanied them to a big competition, to a European competition.
How interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, and it was a really, really lovely, lovely shoot.
Oh, good. Talking about German films in general, and I guess this question is for both of you. German films has been extremely successful in the last two decades, let's say. Goodbye Lenin, The Downfall, The Lives of Others, The Counterfeiters, Barbara, Oh Boy, only to name a few. And they all received very prestigious prizes. So you are in the film, in the German film industry as a new voice, if you let me say so. And I'd like to hear your perspective on the success of German film industry. What's the recipe for this success?
You have to answer this.
The recipe for the success, yeah.
Or your opinion, why these films, these German films, have been so successful, and not just one, in the last few decades?
I have one answer,
yeah.
But maybe it's not the full answer.
Oh, it's your opinion.
So one answer is maybe that the film you mentioned, they are really in films about the society, and they are dealing with the history. And the German history is particularly interesting for the whole European history. You know, you have the reunification 25 yeah. years ago, and Barbara, for instance, is subjecting yeah. this and the life of the others also.
And Goodbye Lenin as well.
Goodbye Lenin as well.
Yeah.
And maybe this is so interesting for the audience.
Yeah, so there is a focus on German and European society,
right.
and this really attracts attention.
Right.
Absolutely. And Oh Boy, for instance, I think it works that good because it tells about the new Berlin.
Yeah.
It tells a little bit about okay, the Second World War is so long ago. Let's do something else. And Berlin has changed
yeah.
so much, and it's such an international city. And I think that's the key of success of this film.
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, it was a tribute to Berlin.
Yeah, yeah.
Similar to the tribute that Woody Allen pays to New York
yeah.
with his film.
Oh, Jim Jarmusch.
Yeah, of Jim Jarmusch, exactly. Mm. I have one last question for you. Have you got any new project you want to talk about?
Yes, we have indeed. My father's from Syria, and so I have a big interest in telling something about the Syrian war and the conflict.
That's
and
topical and timely.
Yeah, and we developed a story which plays in Aleppo, in the
yeah.
destroyed Aleppo, or in the but the story will happen after the war, and we just developed it because we are hoping that the war will end soon. But actually, my hope is not so big now because it's getting worse and worse, and I don't know. But we are we really wanted to tell something about the conflict, and so we're developing a story about Syrian war, but it will be shot in Germany with refugees
in a
refugee camp. But this is our plan. We want to make an Arabic Syrian film mm-hmm. in Germany. Maybe there's not a single German word in it. I don't know. We'll see.
And so it would be like a feature or a documentary?
No, feature.
A feature.
A feature, absolutely. A feature. Okay. With a classical tragedies, like a Greek old tragedy story. Classical story.
All right.
Very big.
So thank you so much for your time. Good luck with this new exciting project.
Thank you.
And enjoy your time in Sydney.
We do. Thank you very much for the interview.
My pleasure. And I've been talking to Constanze Knoche, director, and Leis Bagdach, screenwriter of Visitors, here at the Audi Festival of German Films in Sydney. And Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.